Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Arroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is May 8th, 2012. 13.
Whoa.
Episode 47. All dogs go to heaven.
Get it together today, Ricky. And Waylon,
whoa,
too.
Whoa.
Waylon's in a funky mood, you guys.
He's not a funky mood.
He's in a distracted, totally different mood.
He's searching for a new fiance. That's what he
said. Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he has said.
That was because you both were being rude. I'm looking for a new podcast, which I can go to Satersphere, and I need a replacement.
A replacement podcast? Or?
Fiance.
Oh, well, what podcast are you looking for?
I already told you I can go to Satersphere unless someone else has another podcast they'd like me to go to, or I could just start my own.
Since you're going to start your own podcast.
You do leave your shit here.
Okay, well, good luck to that.
All right.
I'll have another spinoff. Two all of them right. are dead, apparently, I guess. But
so you'll have to find another night to record because I'll be recording here in my house on Wednesday nights.
Whatever.
Okay. What would your show be called? Please enlighten us.
I don't know.
It sounds like you've really thought about this situation.
No, it depends on how pissy you make me for the duration of this show.
Oh, we still have like 58 more minutes. It's going to rock.
No! It'll probably be like the Fuck Foul Monkeys for $2 podcast.
Oh, and it's all about me.
It's all
you
about
can add that too.
Yeah.
It's all about WWW.
I don't know.
All right, so what's going on, you guys? How you been doing?
Tired. I actually had to lay down for a minute before you got here.
Oh, I wanted to take a nap, but Tony was like, you need to take Ivy out. I'm like, fuck.
Why can't he take the Ivy out?
Because he took her out right, he was cooking.
Oh.
So.
The man doesn't have a job. He can take the dog out.
Last night, she had me pissed off so bad. I was outside for 40 minutes from 9 o'clock to 9:40 waiting for her to take a shit. And she never pooped. So I went upstairs. I was like, okay, we're going upstairs. You're going into your crate for a little bit. Because if you shit in your crate, fine. But you're not going to shit on a carpet or the floor or whatever. So she stays in the crate for like 15 or 20 minutes. And then Tony takes her out and instantly shits. I'm like, you're a bitch. I hate you. Now get in this bed so I can go to sleep.
Does she sleep with you in bed?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Past couple nights, she's been getting off the bed and sleeping on the floor. So
she probably thinks you guys smell too much.
Probably. And like when
she's really afraid of your snoring, like it's intimidating her.
Or she thinks it's another she's afraid dog. That she's going to be crushed.
Well, that's the thing. She doesn't like it when we're touching each other. So if we're in the bed and if one of us leans over to like hug the other one, like she doesn't like us to hug each other while we're standing or like it's really weird.
What? Is that because she's protective of
one of us,
the provider?
I don't know which one she's protecting.
Well, apparently she poops for him. So you must just be the stranger.
I guess so. And when she sleeps in the bed, she's usually closer to him. But I thought it was because maybe I was too hot for her.
It could be too.
Yeah.
Could be too.
So enough about doggy daycare.
Well, we just had the Drag Race finale. The call was rather packed.
It was.
A night of broken glasses for people who don't know how to hold their drinks.
Stupid bitches.
That happened right wherever you were standing, right? With your friends?
It was after I left, but it was behind you. Yeah, and that it was...
Oh, okay. He spilled it down somebody's back, right?
He didn't do it. Your friends from that other podcast here in Chicago, some of their friends knocked my friends drink off the railing.
And did they pay for a new one?
Actually, they did.
Well, they should.
But I have to tell you this much. Here's what annoyed me. I go get the broom and the little dustpan because they're so packed. Obviously, no one's coming to the rescue quickly. And, good customer service. I'll help them out. I go and I get the broom and I'm ready to sweep it. They're all staring at me like I'm slow or like, what do you want? And I'm like looking at them and then I finally just point down without saying words.
I'm not going to ride this bitch.
And I'm like,
and then I will be if it's not.
You know, I'm thinking, do you want me to sweep up the broken glass around you? Because they made a mess. It was like all over the stools. They just wouldn't get out of the way. And then I'd be like on my way out, excuse me, you're standing on glass. And then one of the owners came over with some towels. And I said, I got the glass, but it's still wet as fuck over there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but that was special. But no, it was crazy busy. And it was a fun reunion special.
I liked it.
This one I did think was a little more canned than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. Like, I don't think that some of the responses just were totally thought of. They knew the questions beforehand. Like, I miss the days of, you know, the whole kind of
off the cuff
housewives type reunion where I want to see some,
like, bitchy,
you know, like, I watched that show and motherfucker.
You could also tell that what parts were like cut. So you could like really see like when they were having a middle of a conversation and then it was cut off and then goes to an.
Yeah. The editing was
kind of weird.
But how do you feel about the winner? First of all, I do not want to hear a single person that listens to this next show say this is a spoiler.
Spoiler!
If you,
hashtag spoiled.
If you have not
deal with it.
Seen this show by the time this comes out,
then you haven't been on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Tumblr or what else?
You've been in a coma.
Right.
But
and if you've been in a coma, you probably shouldn't be listening to this right now.
So yes, Jinx Monsoon is the winner. And I'm very happy.
So happy.
She was one of my picks from the very beginning. And I honestly will say that. I know everyone says that, but she really was one of my picks from the beginning.
I didn't think she was going to make it as far.
A lot of people didn't.
I thought she would make it up to like the top five, but I thought for sure she was going to go before Detox.
I have to admit though, that if Alaska would have won, I would have been completely okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Completely. Now,
would you have felt if Roxy won?
I would have hated it. I'm glad that she apologized and stuff, but she just played it like a mean girl, and I don't think she deserved to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she showed, even though I can somewhat agree with the whole it's not a drag school, but she didn't show growth. She didn't learn from anyone, maybe how to be humble.
Well, she grew into a mean-ass bitch.
Right.
And then kind of came out of it.
But no, I'm super happy for Jinx. I actually think that we'll, as of all the other winners go, we'll probably actually see something from Jinx, which I'm looking forward to. Like, I think we'll see her on TV. We'll see her in productions. We'll hear from her. I think Sharon's probably the first one that's actually done shit afterwards, you know, and with the videos and the albums, and she's touring, you know, with Peaches and...
She's touring with Peaches?
And
really?
And Nina Hagen. Yeah. Mm. So I think that, you know, she's doing some really good job.
Fuck you like a billionaire.
I love Nina Hagen. And this is where I feel old, even though you're older than me, because you know who Nina Hagen is?
No.
You should Google her later. She's crazy.
How about I do it now?
She might be a little too theatrical for your, I don't know.
Nina Hagen?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was a good time on Monday. That was
also known as Hagen?
Nina Hagen, Hagen, whatever.
Oh, is she a drag queen?
No.
German singer and actress. She's older than my dad.
She does that Summer of the Rainbow, right?
Yes, the one at the call. Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting... If you look up Nina Hagen, Summer of the Rainbow, she does a really interesting
She's
version
a performance artist, singer. She's crazy as fuck.
She's 58 and she looks crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Her voice now is a little more...
Her genres... are punk rock, post-punk, opera, new wave, gothic rock, glam rock, new dutch well,
Christian,
gospel.
I love it.
Which, since we're talking about gospel music, we should totally be in the religious section of the podcast awards when it comes
around. Totally.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Speaking of religious podcasts.
Whoa.
Cool.
We met someone that you've never met in person. Well, I guess I met them for person the first time. They've never met you, but we had dinner with them last night. Mr. Royal. And apparently he, once upon a time, had his own podcast called like
Royal's Rants.
Royal's Rants.
Yeah. I forgot all about that. Royal and I have known each other a really long time. Like 10 or 12 years, probably, like, online. Like, we were, like, live journal friends. And then I think sometimes we're interested in the same people.
Yeah,
probably, so. Because he dates, quote-unquote, chasers, mm-hmm. skinny boys. Well, actually, not dates anymore, because he's married to a skinny boy. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my straw is bigger than him.
Well, I felt bad because I didn't see when he messaged me when he sent the picture of you guys. That's the first time I saw the message on the phone.
Yeah, we're at dinner and he's like, yeah, I messaged Ricky, but he didn't respond. And we're like, well, that's really kind of odd because Ricky's kind of a social media whore and he normally jumps on it the second it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like a penis.
Pretty much. Kind of.
But I think what happens is I leave my Facebook up on my computer and my Facebook on my phone. And so I don't know what happens, but the messages don't come to both devices. It'll go to one and the other, or the other and not the one. I don't know. So I got the message with the picture, and then I was like, wait, he messaged me before. And I was like, oh, too late.
Yeah, it was nice. He was
fun. How come you guys didn't say anything to me?
Because I didn't know until the day before.
And I didn't really know you guys knew each other.
Why didn't you just say, Ricky, we don't want you to fucking come? That's all you had to say.
Because I don't think Bradley knew you really knew him until we sat down for dinner and he said, oh, by the way, I messaged your friend Ricky.
I was like, oh, Ricky.
Except he was actually, he is so far removed from your world.
He didn't know.
He wanted to ask about how you and Herb were.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Herb, that's
because he's like, Herb contacted me the other day, and I'm like, oh, that's.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Herb always had a big old crush on him. Not that I care, but he. Don't get me started about him.
No, right. But it was
not royal.
But it, Herb. But it made me giggle because he was asking questions like, oh, shit, I don't even know those stories.
Yeah. That's been a long time. That's been like.
Been a long time. Shouldn't left you.
Five or 6 years, probably.
Step.
Thanks for listening to my show, Royal.
Well, he said he stopped listening when you were in Florida.
Oh, which, the first part of Florida or the second part?
He didn't specify.
He said he's going to try to pick it back up.
I'm pretty sure.
I told him I go, the Chicago edition's much better.
That's what he messaged me.
I forgot to message him to call in because he was going to be like, I have an itch and I need some like ointment. Ricky, where are the best places in Chicago?
Is very gregarious and
phew, damn, girl. I know.
Was super flirting, fun playing with our waitress Barbie at Hamburger Mary's.
Was that his friend that was
Friend.
Sick or whatever is going on with him?
Yeah, he had shoulder surgery. He lives in Chicago now.
You said hair surgery.
No. He had his.
I was like, wait, what?
Nice plug.
Good one.
Oh, shit. That's funny. I'm really annoyed that this Evernote keeps asking me to download the new version. And I keep going it over like, well, how many versions am I in a row am I downloading? Uh-huh. But it won't stop. And it looks like it's the same damn thing. Anyway, no, it's his friend that lives here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But they were friends when this guy was from, like, I think he's from Utah or from Colorado.
No, Utah.
Utah. But they're part of the drag court, the royal emperor court system. So they know each other through that. Mm-hmm. Because
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
Well, you know how in generally drag queens have mothers and fathers and children and all that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. Well, there's an actual organized group that's kind of like a court of emperors, empresses, where I think they do fundraising, but then you basically get voted in, you know, or you can win the title as empress or emperor.
Brad, you should do that.
And then, when you're like an emperor or empress, you have to do other events. And then there's even higher, and it's a whole national type of organization. That's my layman's
Has anyone from that been on Drag Race?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
it's not all drag.
Like, do you have a card?
Yeah, no, it's not all drag.
I'm sure there's a card.
I'm an empress, bitch.
So I'm sure if any of our listeners are in that, enlighten
us. Yeah, let us know.
Since I gave my version.
Royal, is he still in Oklahoma City?
No, he's never been.
No, he's...
Or where is he?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, that's what I mean. Whatever. It's all the same.
No, it's not.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Jesus Christ.
They both start with like O's, whatever.
They both make people go, oh.
No. They say, oh, no.
Wow.
Where am I?
Shit. Wow.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, we got introduced to a new person on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen any of the messages, Waylon. Oh, no, you did. You responded to one of them,
I've seen them all. It actually drained my phone battery down, and you did them as I was trying to fall asleep last night, and then I tried to sleep.
I answered them this morning.
You, by the way, are answering at 5:30 or 6 o'clock this morning. We don't wake up usually.
I slept in today and tried to sleep in until like 7:30.
Oh, because Tim is in another country and I was awake.
He's in Cambodia.
Sorry. Yeah.
So my phone, which I use as my alarm, though on vibrate all morning. Bzz, bzz, bzz,
bzz. Yeah, I didn't sleep well.
And
last
then at work,
night.
I'm on conference calls today doing training sessions to train my replacements and stuff, and it's bzz. And someone's like, "What is that?" It's my phone. It's Facebook. I have a chatty friend.
I'm normally not chatty on Facebook.
I was like, holy shit, you're going to scare this new person away.
I know. Right? He lives close to you guys, right?
Yes.
Where's Somerdale?
Between Bryn Mawr and Berwyn.
So between Hamburger Mary's and The Call.
I'm sorry. Balmoral and Berwyn. That's what I meant.
Hamburger Mary's
and
The Call.
Oh, okay. So he lives a couple blocks.
No. South of... It's between Hamburger Mary's and Starbucks.
Ah, so that's Balmoral south and Burn.
Yeah, that's why I corrected myself the second time.
And he lives on the Clark side, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Chris. So, we just totally gave your home away.
Right. So I hope someone murders you. Welcome to Chicago.
Way to go, Ricky. Fucking idiot.
Well, I don't know if he hasn't caught up to this episode.
Did you see what he said?
Yeah, he went 12 back.
Yeah, but then he was like, I think I'm going to redo all of them. I'm like, that's almost 500 shows. You should probably,
He can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can because we never switched that, did we?
I thought you took
them. Oh, no,
all
we
off.
Did. I did. Yes.
Didn't we say only 30 back, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said he looked and it was back to 17.
Whatever.
Either way. Hi.
Apparently, hey, Chris.
Apparently he comes to The Call. We don't know if we've ever seen him, but we'll have to meet him for a cocktail.
What if he's been there and we've been like, ugh, who's that person staring at us? Because and he's like,
there's only one table of people that happens to, and I guarantee you.
He's not one of them.
He's not one of them.
No.
No.
No. Because the only guy there is Mexican.
I get a text message.
I think.
And Waylon goes, look behind you. This is a couple weeks ago. And I was like, well, I can't really say what I said, but or my look, but yeah. It was interesting. And Tony was like, who's that? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, it's funny.
Shut up.
They were here.
Go walk Ivy.
They were here on Monday. Mm-hmm. And apparently, and they got there early. Well, Bradley James Leroy is sitting at the table with his sister Vivian, who was in full drag, who looked absolutely gorgeous.
God, I hate her.
They come in and they
I hate her because she's so fucking skinny.
They wave at the two of them like they know them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hi. And then I get the table and they go, Who the fuck is that? Because we don't know who the hell they are. And I go,
but it was an awkward wave. Like he walked by and did the whole smile, like, oh, I'm gonna wave. No, I'm not gonna I'm gonna wave.
And they didn't. So they go, Waylon, do you know who that is? And I'm like, yeah. That's
let me tell you.
... And they're like, oh. So we have no idea why they waved at them, but of course they don't talk to anyone else besides their entourage of, it was quite like hipsters on parade. Some of them had great style, but it was like, Jesus Christ.
Hipsters on parade.
That
should be the name of this podcast.
Oh my God. I just realized I could have played my hipster bingo app and probably would have gotten a bingo. And I created a roaming location on Foursquare for a hipster sighting. And I should have checked in.
How does that work? Well, like, how do you make a roaming one?
You have to search for it. Search for the hipster sighting. But I just created one, and for location, I put roaming.
Oh, okay.
Because people do that for like the 50 bus.
Oh, okay.
So then you can check on the 50 bus, but it's not pinpointed to a location. Because obviously the bus moves.
No,
it doesn't.
Only the street.
Actually, the Clark bus barely moves because it's so damn slow.
Yeah. That is a slow ass bus. Yeah. I think I've only taken it at nighttime.
So I know that the game Night Guys asked that we do porn for the blind on the show. Did they ever send you a porn?
No, but he said, why should you guys have a problem finding some? I was like, I don't watch it.
I'm a prude. I don't watch it either. Bradley?
It takes too much to download.
Prude.
Can you go into XTube and find like something like freaky, like balloon popping or something?
We'll do that. Maybe we'll do that for the second show. We'll prepare between shows. So be right back for the porn with the blind.
Right. Can we play some phone calls?
We do have freaking phone calls.
No, we can't do phone calls. That's just too crazy.
It's way too crazy.
We have seven voicemails, and five of them are from Romo. I mean, Kyle in Hawaii. Yeah.
Way to go, Kyle. So,
ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone calls. Fucking voicemails.
A whole lot of phone calls.
So the first one is from Jim in Massachusetts. And he has some stuff to talk about gingers.
Hey, Faro Monkeys. This is Jim from Massachusetts. And I was looking through an old issue of the Food Network magazine, specifically the one from January, February 2013, the one that has the stuffed peppers on the cover. And if you were to turn to page 61, there's an article titled The Ginger Handbook. And it's basically subtitled, Chefs in the Food Network Kitchens Show How to Tackle This Knobby Root. It goes on to explain what it is, and basically ginger's a rhizome that has a light yellow to ivory flesh. It is pungent, peppery, and slightly sweet. And the thin, tanned skin is technically edible, but you'll want to peel it for most recipes. Then it goes on to describe how to peel the ginger, and of course, I think that would only apply if it's a fullsy or a halfsy. And if you turn the page, it has a few ginger recipes. For instance, there's Vivian's ginger sauce, which I guess that you would accomplish after you peel the ginger, I'm quite sure. Then there's the pickled ginger, which I think incorporates copious amounts of vodka. And anyway, I couldn't help but think of Ricky when I saw this article. And
saucy.
Anyway, that's all. This is Jim from Massachusetts giving his 2 cents. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for calling, Jim. That's kind of funny.
I'm not a real ginger.
You're faux ginger. You are imitation ginger.
I could probably get away with being a full ginger until I took my clothes off and they're like, no.
We had this conversation.
Poser! Poser!
We had this conversation over the weekend because one of our other friends, he tried to say that he wasn't a ginger and that his ginger on top was dyed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. You're a real ginger because you have firebush. Everything from the neck down is like
straight up ginger.
Straight up fire. Red, you're just a lie on, you know, above. I think that makes him a ginger.
Yeah, that's
where you're just.
I should dye my hair red and see what people say.
Well, they probably would notice. It'd be just like, oh, Ricky's a redhead.
Right. I always knew he was a ginger.
Ginger.
I actually have that magazine, but I haven't looked at it yet. Mm. I'm backed up on magazines because I've been reading those books.
Are you doing physical magazines or are you
no, electronic?
You're doing
the only one
the
I have
Zenio still, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one that I have that's physical is Bon Appetit. But that's because I got it for free.
I have Food and Wine and
Martha cooking, Stewart Living.
Cooking Light, I believe.
Oh. Physical or
physical.
Oh.
I don't do the electronic anymore. I really hate cooking magazines and electronic because I don't feel like I can rip them out and use them. I mean, granted, I could take a picture with my iPad and save that recipe.
You can do bookmarks.
But I don't want to have to remember to go open the Zenio and look for what's bookmarked in something to know what recipe's in there.
Well, wouldn't you do the same thing if you had it cut out and put it in a book?
No, because I cut it out and then I put them in a pile and then one day I type them all up and put them in my binder or save them in my email.
That's a lot of work.
Well, this is also why I have lots of dinners and I can be at the grocery store and you can be like, I really want chimichurri pork loin. And I can go, phone.
I don't even know what that means.
And there it is. Well, I can never make it for you because that's a full-on dinner party and it would kill your boyfriend. Oh.
What?
That was a look.
Next call.
Out. This Who's one. Who's it from? Let's do the third call because then the rest are going to be Kyle.
Oh.
So the third call is from RC. Mm-hmm. And there's a translation that goes with this too.
Okay.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is RC calling from Madison. Just calling to say
why all of a sudden did that sound like not RC and he actually sounded butch and intelligent?
Well, it's sober RC.
It's RC.
It's sober RC.
Gotcha. Because all of a sudden it's like, hi, this is RC from Madison.
Like he's on the radio.
I have a question. Actually, I thought it was an Axe the Expert question, but it isn't. I guess it's more of an Axe Whalen question. It's kind of
I'd appreciate it if you would not take an axe to my fiance. Thank you.
Advice. And well, one thing I wanted to ask was, how did your bachelor's jam turn out? And I guess my second question for Waylon or Bill or whatever the fuck your name is, what's the best excuse to give if you have to go interview for a job and you don't want your job to know? I know you're a manager. Oh, and congratulations on your promotion, by the way.
Thank you.
So what's a good excuse? Or, you know, should I just be straightforward and tell my boss, or should I lie? That's my question for Waylon. All right. Looking forward to your show tonight. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled, but if it does, I'll understand.
It did get canceled.
Bye.
Well, yes. sorry. It was canceled for this. Well, one, the Bachelor Jam was good. I still have it that I need to throw out because it's still pickling. Though I did put some...
I never tasted it.
Well, I've got some juice in the refrigerator, which we can give you. It's basically tastes like fruity strawberry vodka. It is super sweet because it's sugar and vodka and fruit juices.
Super strong.
The fruit themselves tasted great. Very potent. Except it looked disgusting.
Oh, I mean, just brown and nasty.
Not brown, but more gray.
Ugh.
So, and it had a weird texture. However, if you really blended it together, you could spread it like a jam. But it didn't really have that nice color.
Spread it like a jam.
That you would have wanted.
Spread it like a jam.
I'll probably make it again this summer or some variation, but just not the gigantic ass fucking crock that I made last year. New job. One, always follow your company's policy. First of all, it depends. Is it an Is it an internal or is it an external job? If it's an external job, you don't have to say anything. I mean, there's no policy that can force you to do anything if it's an external job. As a manager and someone who had, you know, just got done supervising 24 people, I personally always want to know when someone is interviewing because one, part of my responsibilities are making sure that people are successful and are happy. And I always tell my staff anyway during their one-on-ones that if they're not happy and we can't come to some kind of agreement or fix their issue, get them over their challenge, that I also, especially internally, will help them find a new job. Because sometimes people apply for the wrong jobs and need to know how to find the right one. You know, sometimes people need help with their interviews, their resumes, and I'm willing to help them get to the next level because that's just what I think a good supervisor does. However, if it's an external job, you don't really have to say anything, personally. There comes a point, though, that you have to decide whether or not you're going to use your boss as a reference. Because if it's a large enough company, like a large healthcare company that I work for, they're never going to call your boss unless you give them their number. If anything, they're going to call HR just to verify your employment as part of your application process. So you really don't have to worry about them finding out that way. I know for my company, if it's an internal position, you do not have to tell your supervisor that you've applied. You only have to tell your supervisor per policy once you get an actual interview with the hiring manager. Because then at that time, you need to let your manager, and then we let our managers above me know that you are applying out, so that there's no surprise when they contact your boss and say, hey, by the way, I want to offer your employee a job. What kind of transition period? Because then they might get pissy. If you like your job and you like your boss, then don't lie.
Don't you think if you feel like you have to lie for a job interview that you've probably already talked to your boss already about moving to a different job? So
no.
No?
No. Because this job that I got, it was very nerve-wracking when I had to be forced to tell my new boss, mm-hmm. even though I hate him with all the passion in the world and could not wait for him to freak out that I was leaving. It was still very intimidating to actually tell him that, yes, I am applying for a new job and I'm probably going to get it. I just think that it's definitely hard because you're afraid you're going to get fired. You're afraid this stuff's going to happen. But I don't think in most situations in a corporate environment, you're not going to get fired because you're applying for a new job. Any good manager would take that as then I'm not doing my job at keeping them happy or helping them get to the next step within the company. Or that's their cue of fantastic. Here's the opportunity you've been waiting for and that we've been trying to get you ready for. You know, so it's both sides of the fence. Personally.
Well, thank you.
No, I've never lied about anything like that. When I worked at Publix, I was like, I'm moving to Chicago and I'm looking for a job there.
Well, that's different.
So
because you're moving, you're not unhappy with your job. You're not.
I was unhappy, but they knew it.
Right. But I mean, it's different, though, if you're telling your first of all, this all isn't lying. It's just whether or not you're being forthright with information. Mm-hmm. I think where you get tricky is if you're telling your boss that you love your job, everything is fine, and you have not been proactive in trying to correct your situation. And then all of a sudden you drop the bomb with, by the way, I got a new job. Bye. Or by the way, I'm interviewing for a new job. You know, that's when, you know, a boss or manager could be disappointed. But again, if they're a good manager, they're going to be disappointed because it sucks to lose employees.
Especially good ones.
But it's a part of the process. Everyone, if you're doing a good job, you should be training people to get to the next level, which inherently means they will leave at some time, whether or not you're ready for it or not.
Ready for the translation?
Great job.
Well, thanks.
Yes. Read the translation.
Oh, and by the way, no, I have not started my new job. Thank you, Ricky, for earlier. I start on Monday, though I started getting paid for it today.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
Holla. Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Our C. Calling from Madison. Just calling to say hi. And I have a question, actually. I thought it was an expert question. But it is, and I guess it's for the Axe Whalen question. It's kind of a vice in the wall. One thing I wanted to ask with, how did your bachelor's Jim turn out? I guess. My second question for Wayland, or Bill, or whatever the your name is what the best excuse to do is if you do have go interview for a job, if you know once your job to know, I know you're a manager, go into the congratulations about it are on you, your promotion. By the way, so wanted an excuse through, you know, I just be straightforward intel, my boss, or should I live? That's my question for Waylon. All right. Looking forward to your show tonight. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled, but if it does, I understand. Bye. This actually sounds and reads like a message that he would actually write to us.
I don't know. I think if you read the next one, you need to try to read it actually like it's conversational.
I tried. I'm sorry. It's really difficult.
I don't know. Ricky seemed to be able to do it last time.
Because that's like Ricky reading shit.
That's how I read to myself on a boat too.
That's why he really enjoys those books you gave him.
Wait, I enjoyed those books I gave him.
They were good.
No, because that's how they sound in his head.
Oh.
Okay, so can we... I can't play it from... I mean, we're going to get to start a new show here in a second. But you all know about the three women that were kidnapped for like 10 years and they've been held hostage. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the auto-tune of the guy that found them?
No.
Look on YouTube for Charles Ramsey interview auto-tune. It's the best one they've ever made. Better than Sweet Brown. Better than, what was the other dude's name? Antoine.
Right.
Johnson Jordan.
Speaking of, do you know that he has renounced his homosexuality?
He's not gay now.
No, he wants to have a woman and have babies and a family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever, Antoine.
So are we saving all of Kyle's yeah, we'll save the next show.
The next show will be another... called Kyle's show.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. So we're going to get this. Anyway, and I guess there's other women that are being held captive in other homes around the area. That's what the girl said. So, but this guy is hilarious.
Okay. Did you get it? Are we doing it now?
It. Yeah, we're going to play it.
I don't know if this is the right one. Maybe.
Well, why don't we do this as an outro? Yeah,
but we have to play it. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl.
I meant like we could say goodbye and then.
Yeah, we'll say goodbye and we'll let it play. All right, this is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
This is Waylon.
Start it over.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. She comes out and she says, get some more girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him at McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They give away. They give away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have the clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.